Audio Guide English. Sarah Entwistle. Weep Holes. Introduction. In her exhibition, Weep Holes, Sarah Entwistle reflects on the architectural legacy of her grandfather, Clive Entwistle. He was an architect who embraced the ideals of modernism, an architecture that promoted progress, monumentality, and formal purity. Based on his archive, which includes sketches, slides, and letters, Sarah Entwistle develops an artistic practice that does not preserve this inheritance, but rather re-examines and reworks it. The exhibition title Weep Holes refers to a correspondence from this archive between Entwistle's great-grandmother, photographer Vivienne Entwistle, and her son, the architect Clive Entwistle. These letters document the ingress of water into living spaces, signs of decay and cyclical repairs. The topics of neglect, deterioration, vulnerability, and the need for care, which recur throughout Entwistle's exhibition, are addressed in these letters. Entwistle's exhibition unfolds across three rooms, each with a distinct atmosphere. Sculptural, visual, and sonic elements come together to form immersive environments. Using found building materials, used textiles, ceramics, light, and sound, Entwistle draws on the visual language of modernism in order to shift and subvert it. Architecture appears in Weep Holes not as a monumental, stable, and autonomous form, but as something shaped by use, bodies, and material fatigue. First room, material assemblage. In the entrance room, one encounters a large-scale assemblage entitled, "When I Stay at the Studio, They Look After the Cat/Baby." Crushed metal panels from filing cabinets, bent steel rods, draped velvet curtains, and lighting elements are assembled here. Soft and hard materials meet. Through bending, folding, and a carefully tuned color palette, the materials form a composition that recalls abstract modernist sculpture, yet it is built from discarded elements. The metal panels allude to the archive of Entwistle's grandfather, which forms the material and conceptual basis of the work. In this work, however, the modernist claim to formal autonomy is undermined. Form is inseparable from material history, use, and biographical experience. The domestic, the fragile, and the vulnerable, aspects excluded from modernist architecture, become central. The work incorporates a sound installation. It responds to air circulation, thus to the presence of visitors. A geophone captures vibrations in the steel plates and feeds them back through the metal surfaces. The steel itself becomes the loudspeaker. Sound does not come from an external source. It emerges from the material itself. Steel is experienced as sensitive and responsive, rather than as a neutral, controlled substance, as in modernism. Slide projections. Two slide projections with the title "I Find Myself Very Cool on the Subject of Completions" frame the assemblage in the first room. They continue the play with abstract forms and colors. Entwistle collages slides from her grandfather's archive, including images of spaces, objects, people, and landscapes, to abstract formations. Stripped of their original function, these images become painterly material. The archive does not appear as a neutral repository, but rather as something that carries history, emotions, and even trauma within it. The medium itself, light, glass, heat, and temporal decay, becomes part of the work. The projections reveal thus the vulnerability of the material. Six further slide projections continue this materialistic dialogue with the archive in the second exhibition space. Second space collapse of domestic infrastructure. The second room deepens the focus on the domestic as a lived, bodily space. While modernist architecture often imagined bodies as abstract and standardized users, here lived experience, material fatigue, and structures of support come to the foreground. Five smaller assemblages are exhibited in this room. They all bear the same title, concentric approaches to an unnamed aim. These gatherings of velvet curtains, steel rods, and ceramics take up modernist principles of color and form, but shift them into the soft, used, and intimate. In two of these structures, velvet curtains are attached to deformed steel rods with clamps. As collapsed curtain rods, they represent a domestic infrastructure that has lost its supporting function. Architecture appears here not as a sovereign, stable framework, but as a fragile, temporary structure shaped by time, bodies, and trauma. The curtains also refer to personal memory. Entwistle recalls hiding behind such curtains as a child. The domestic space thus becomes an ambivalent place of protection, vulnerability, and threat. Three metal sculptures made from found steel pipes are also placed in this room. They are titled, "I Think It Only Fair to Tell You, I Misunderstood the Message." These steel structures serve as resonance chambers and loudspeakers for another sound installation. Their forms are not sculpturally crafted, but rather created through the artist's spontaneous, direct physical interaction. Steel, a central material of modernism, appears here not as a bearer of rational order, but as resistant, malleable, and sensitive. The works in this room offer a different perspective on modernism. They shift attention from construction to use, from monumentality to fragility, and from control to interaction. Third, space, building as vulnerable organism. In the last room, the focus is on the often overlooked material basis of architecture. Hidden supply systems and the traces of their use are made visible. Water pipes, moisture, mold, and material fatigue. These are aspects of a building that modernism tended to exclude, as they contradict ideals of permanence, control, and purity. In this room, the five-part installation entitled "No Doubt Your Mother Told You the Ceiling Caved In" is on display. It consists of assemblages of velvet fabrics, ceramics, tension straps, and sound. The straps from which the ceramic tubes hang suggest improvisation and temporary repairs. The green-glazed, tubular ceramic forms resemble oxidized copper pipes. From a distance, they evoke the language of monochrome abstraction. Up close, the ceramic objects reveal themselves as a materialization of decay. From a distance, the green-glazed ceramic objects look like an abstract monochrome color composition. Viewed up close, they reveal themselves to be a materialization of decay. They evoke rusted copper pipes, gutters, or drain pipes from an old house. Rust, mold, and patina are made aesthetically productive. Architecture is not presented as an autonomous object, but as a vulnerable organism that ages, leaks, decays. It is continuously dependent on care, repair, and attention. This space is closely linked to the correspondence between Vivienne, Entwistle's great-grandmother, and her grandfather Clive. Here, Vivian's reports of water damage and repeated repairs are translated into material form. The dilapidated water infrastructure embodies family relationships characterized by distance, dependence, and the desire for care. The sound installation features clarinet tones. Air and saliva audibly flow through the instrument, producing sound. The sound follows thus the logic of water pipes. It is created by processes of flow and circulation. Conclusion. Entwistle's exhibition reveals the blind spots of modernist architecture: decay instead of progress, maintenance instead of monumentality, relationship instead of autonomy. Architecture is not shown as a triumphant object, but as a vulnerable, permeable body shaped by time, use, memory, and material processes.